Well, I'm on board the Startup Britain bus now, and there's quite a lot of familiar faces in here, which goes to show the extent of the talent and network that there is within Nottingham. So I'm here with Margaret Burrell and Francine Pickering, and I'm just going to get them to say a bit about why they're here on the bus today and what has been coming in and out of that door.
Yeah, I'm Francine. I'm a marketing consultant at Clarity Marketing. Over the years, I've done quite a lot of work with startups, so it seemed a natural thing to just give up a couple of hours this morning, come along and see what I can do to keep people on the right track.
So are there any businesses that you've heard come through the door that interest you?
Been an interesting bunch, actually. I've spoken to a cartographer. I've spoken to somebody who is setting up a rehabilitation centre for female prisoners. I've spoken to somebody who's developing a Facebook app for guest lists for clubs. So it's been a right old mix, yes.
Cool. So, Margaret, similar kind of thing. What's today been like for you and sort of who have you met?
Hi, I'm Margaret Burrell from Anansi Business Consulting. I've met probably the same clients as Francine, I think, but they've been such a diverse group of clients. It's fascinating to see that despite the current economic conditions, people are really got such interesting ideas for new businesses, totally different things that are, you know, out there at the moment, and that this sort of facility is available to them so that they can come and get some advice right at the beginning when they need it, rather than making the mistakes and then having to undo them.
I think this new startup buzzword, I think, is something a lot of people that I tend to come across think that startup is to do with tech investment and to do with VC money, that you already have money. But what does being a startup really mean in today's economy?
Well, I think it's quite simple. It just means you're starting up a business.
And rather than just... when I started my business, you just decided to become a sole trader. Or you became... But there seems to be this startup vibe going about.
I suspect that, you know, and I have spoken to a couple of people today who actually have been going a little while as sole traders, kind of fallen into it, but they're now getting a bit of new impetus. And I think it's that kind of ethos of actually getting out there, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, doing something that might be a little bit different, even if it's not cutting edge technology.
So
there's a lot of imagination out there.
What makes you a startup then?
What makes you? All sorts of things. I mean, it could be the spark of the new idea. It could be you're thrown into it by circumstances, and obviously there's a fair bit of that this day and age. But I think there's a lot in the air as well. Certainly, you know, since the days when I first started up in business, there's an awful lot more around on the television, on the internet, encouraging that kind of mindset that just wasn't there in the same sort of strength as it was a few years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, Margaret, you do contracts. Have you seen a difference in the type of contracts that startups need than sort of traditional OI now in business kind of thing?
Yeah, I think people are starting to realise that it's relationships that matter, that it's not about how do I deal with a situation when it's all gone wrong, but how do I build a better relationship with my clients up front, and therefore how do I show, as Francine would say, how do I differentiate myself and show that I'm providing a better service. And I think people are really starting to think in a relationship way. A lot of the people that I've seen on board today, as you say, are not techie or whatever. They're looking at perhaps what they've done in the past and thinking, I can do that better. And either because they simply want to have a go, or as Francine said, because perhaps they've been made redundant, they're thinking, I'm not going to look for a job, I'm going to use the skills, but I'm going to do it in a better way.
I think one thing I'm going to finish off with, I don't normally define the genders in business, and for me it's important to have gender balance rather than male and female networking. And I just want you to ask you about the split of the demographic of male and female that have been here today. And do you think women are doing startups in the same way as men are? Because I know with some women there is an insecurity about entering the world, and I know for my experience it's not really been the hindrance. And I think for us, you know, we're very confident women. What advice would you give to someone who's, you know, to women who are thinking that it might be still a male-female environment? Do you think that's true?
Of the people I've spoken to today, it hasn't been the women who've expressed a lack of confidence or a temporary confidence failure. And I suspect that is more of an overt difference or a than necessarily one that's really happening at an underlying level. I mean, certainly if I deal with clients on an ongoing basis, you sense that sort of lack of confidence in the men as well. They're as prone to those kind of dips. But I think perhaps they're perhaps a bit more open with themselves about it and therefore feel the effects of, I can't do this, I can't do that. And there's absolutely no reason for it. You know, we've all been there. We've all wondered about our sanity at some point in some of the decisions that we've made. Have I done the right thing? Everybody has. And you know, really, you give it a go and, you know, it works.
It's getting there, isn't it? We're all business people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all real people.
Yes.
And I think my experience, not just today, but generally, is that women are probably less likely to take that first step to setting up their own business. Men are possibly more likely to do that, but as Francine says, they've still got those insecurities. Sometimes they come over as being very confident, but actually they're possibly less likely to say, actually, I'm not doing very well, or I need some help. But those that do, you know, you realise that everybody's the same. Everybody, as Francine says, has got the same insecurities, and we just need to turn to each other for help when we need it.
Well, I think there's a great buzz on here. Thank you so much, Francine and Margaret. I'll put your Twitter names in the list to this. And I'm going to go and have a look around the rest of the bus upstairs.